everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Cremaine Canopy Club. It is a new year for all of us. And I know with the new year comes resolutions a lot of times, maybe to be more active and work out. So to help you in that endeavor to maybe get more active, we watched Sweatin' to the Oldies, which is available on Canopy. And boy, was that an experience. How were your experiences with Sweatin' to the Oldies? I'm with Heather and Shelby, like usual.
Like usual. And boy, was it an experience, man. My dog, if you can hear the panting, she's panting because she too sweated to those oldies with me. And we both had a blast.
Oh boy. Okay. I know that we'll talk about what happened in this video, but I have to tell you that the very first 20 seconds is when I knew that we were in for it, because it had this weird Saturday Night Live sort of intro with the band getting ready and like showing the stage. There's dramatic bright lighting that cuts to Richard's thickly socked and sneakered foot bouncing to the beat. And then we start. And I was immediately overwhelmed.
Everything in this video was high. His socks were high. The shorts were higher. This is really a time capsule moment of the 80s. I initially thought, I was like, okay, first of all, this video is weird from the intro logo, which was like, I don't know, Lonely Boy Productions or something weird. And it starts with a no less than 20 second phone call from his dad as like, you know, the logo where it usually says Paramount Pictures or whatever.
Right, and it was Lonely Dad Productions.
Lonely Dad Productions. Yeah. And it's like a clearly a phone message that sounds like it was real. And I'm like, is this from Richard Simmons' childhood? His dad leaving message like, I'll be home soon, buddy, and we'll play catch or something. And I'm just like, why is this the way it is? And then I had no recollection of this being a live band playing these songs on a stage while people work out in front of them in a high school gymnasium, I think.
Did you clock the rainbow, like balloons in every color going up the walls and then a big sign that said, welcome alumni?
Maybe I'm pretty sure they filmed this after someone's homecoming dance and they're like, it's fine, leave the balloons, we got this.
It's fine, it's festive, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, I have very hazy recollections of Sweatin' to the Oldies because I'm pretty sure my mom owned a bunch of the VHSs and used to like do them in her bedroom. And my memories, which I'm now questioning, were of like, just a nondescript kind of studio space of, you know, Richard Simmons and a bunch of people dancing around, not a high school gymnasium, just like, you know, a room, you know, a set. And I did not realize that it was a live band. One of my favorite parts of this was randomly a musician coming up and playing a solo next to everyone playing.
Oh my God, like, a guy on a saxophone just joins the dancers. He's like dancing with his saxophone. I'm like, okay, this is
it was
a party. So
good.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, does anybody else have like childhood memories of this?
Yeah, my mom also loved these. And I had very distinct, just random memories that just like him shouting, oh yeah, and the personality song, which we'll get into later. But those were the things I remember most vividly. And I remember my mom doing these. I feel like this might have been like a quintessential born in the 80s. Or 90s childhood experience for a lot of us with our parents.
I wonder if we took a poll of the percentage of moms in the 80s, what percent did, like, was this one of the original viral trends, was doing Sweatin' to the Oldies for 80s moms?
Yeah, it must absolutely be. And can we talk for a quick moment about how our sweet, darling Richard doesn't really give any directions. He just kind of screams, like a guttural scream about like, do you want to do the twist? And then he's like wiggling very quickly. And then sometimes he'll say like, yeah. And then he'll say like, up to the side. And I'm like, what's to the side? I'm like flailing all of my limbs because, dear listeners, we all at least attempted to do the video. Yep. We were not watching.
It was a very brief, I'm not going to lie, it was a very brief 5 minutes for me where I was like, I don't know what they're doing and they're not giving instructions and I feel real dumb. So I will go on the treadmill and work out while they flail about. Shelby and I were talking earlier. I am pretty sure the choreographer for Sweatin' to the Oldies is the inflatable flailing arm man that's outside of like because they are just these like random gesticulations where I'm like, is everyone here okay? But it's clearly planned.
No.
Just so wild. And to get back to Richard Simmons, one of my favorite things was that he would just randomly, Shelby, he would not say yeah. He'd be like, yeah, in the middle of a song, just for no reason, out of nowhere. And you're like, wow, that's enthusiasm, and I am here for it.
He was feeling like the rhythm. He's experiencing the magic.
The music is flowing through him.
Yeah, he's like the precursor for, I think it's Lil Wayne that would just yell like, yeah, in Usher songs.
I didn't put that together, but yeah, that actually adds up.
Yeah,
and I was like, my inspiration is Richard Simmons. Thank you so much.
Exactly. Maybe he too has memories of his mom working out to Sweat Into the Oldies in the 80s and 90s.
I'm going to have to get in touch with him and confirm these rumors.
100%. I actually, okay, so I was wondering how it would go for you guys. You know, I have a skating and dance background, so I was actually able to follow along with the dance like pretty easily, but
why it's don't you brag about it?
Well, the funny thing was I couldn't do the cool down because I was telling both of you guys this the other day, but one of my feet has been just like throbbing for a while. I need to get it checked out, but I mean, why do that when you can just keep walking on it?
Just ignore like, it, it'll fix itself, right?
Yeah, like I've ran it over with a book cart, I've dropped boxes on it, like ice packs, all these things. I could do the whole thing. I couldn't do the cool down, which is the easiest part of the whole thing because it involved lunging. And
I don't know. Can we talk? Did we need a cool down? I did not feel like this was an adequate. Okay, so here's my little disclaimer. I would never shame anyone for being more active in whatever form they want to be. Like if you are like have an injury or maybe this is just what you want to do to increase your activity levels, I think that's great. Do what you can. But I was like kind of doing this and then kind of watching it and being like, I don't feel like this is a very strenuous thing for most people. And again, if this is what you're capable of, do it. If this is just something you like to do to like maybe get yourself more active, definitely. Yeah, it is way better than nothing. But I was like, the cool down is not much different from the actual workout, except that you're kind of like on your knees for part of it.
I agree. I do think that your level of commitment to the bit will raise your heart rate or not. Because in the beginning, I was trying to be committed, but I had absolutely no idea what was going on. And I felt like I was in a fever dream. But then about halfway through, I started to pick up on like, oh, when we go to the chorus, we do something new. And when we get after eight counts, we do this and we wiggle like this. So I started to try to follow along. But then there were some portions where I just honestly couldn't even try. So I just kind of hopped around vaguely. And so there were some parts where my heart rate got up and I thought, oh, okay, great. Like this is the most vague workout ever. But sometimes, but I also wanted to talk about how this video can be followed and is obviously meant to be a regular part of your workout rotation so that you kind of expect what's coming up next. But to be fair to us first time Richard Simmons followers, it was really difficult to know what was going on, not only because Richard wouldn't tell you what was going on, he would just kind of bounce around, but also the camera angles were crazy. Like it would randomly show a bird's eye view. And I was like, I don't need to see the tops of everyone's heads. I don't know what we're doing. And then there was another part where like the camera zoomed in and out really fast for no reason, like to the beat. And so it was really fun, but I was like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm like the meme of that gal in the sunglasses with her hands on her knees, like, trying to see what to do next. Because I just stood there leaning towards the camera, looking at it, like, I don't know what to do. What's happening? It was really hard to follow my first time through.
Thank you also for bringing up the heart rate, because that was one of my favorite things. There are two times in this video where they stop and they're like, okay, everybody take your heart rate. And like a little graphic pops up on the screen and Richard Simmons is like holding his carotid artery or whatever, whatever the name of that artery in your throat is. It counts to 10. He's like, okay, is anybody dying? Let's go. And I'm like, but what's your pulse supposed to be?
I also was
okay, wondering, I know my pulse rate, but what is a safe? There's no instruction on what a safe range is or if like what's too high. You know?
I think that this series of videos that we watched the first of is definitely meant for some Richard Simmons veterans who already kind of get what's going on. because I too was wondering, well, aren't you supposed to tell me like if you felt between 10 and 15 beats in those 10 seconds, then you're cool. And if it's more than that, then you're not. No instruction. We just keep going.
Yep, because we're
But I do
fine.
want to say also, even though it was very vague and we got no instructions for the heart rate check, I really appreciated it because in a time when we really encouraged people to lose weight by overexerting themselves to the point of hurting themselves, at least Richard was saying, okay, stop, take your heart rate. If it is, he would take the heart rate and then he would say, is everybody okay? And then he would start screaming again and we would go. But is everyone okay is very much a message to me of
Yeah,
if you're
I
not
enjoyed
okay,
it.
this is where you stop. I'm
Yep.
telling you, your fitness instructor, to not overexert yourself. And that was actually really wholesome and I loved
Yeah,
it.
and I loved the wholesomeness of the like every body type was represented here, and it
Yeah.
is like
Yes.
I might have kind of ragged on it a little bit for how I don't think it was probably a strenuous workout for most people, but like that is a very ableist kind of opinion. So it's really great to have an exercise program that won't be intimidating and is capable of being achieved by, 99%, I think, of people. So
Yeah.
I really liked that there were some very heavy people. There were some like very skinny and fit people, and it was showing all of these people like doing different variations of like the moves that Richard was doing and like, hey, anyone can do this. Like it was very supportive and very just like, yeah, wholesome, I think, like you said.
Yeah, something that I to kind of piggyback on that is that something I really liked observing in this video is that because it was so friendly to pretty much every body type, I was seeing that even though I was wiggling randomly and trying to keep up because I've never seen this video before, the range of motion required for the movements he was doing, as unpredictable as those movements were, weren't very extreme. So you could kind of move as enthusiastically as you wanted to. So you could just do like a little sidestep if that's all that you can do. Or if you want to fully jump to one side and jump back and wiggle about, then you can do that. And so it was really friendly to whatever fitness level you're at, which was very cool.
Yeah, and one of the songs I will say, because I did most of the workout, I didn't break a sweat. I did get warm by the end, but I didn't break a sweat. One of them, I really liked the arm workout. Like I could actually feel like the muscles in my arm working. I think it was the second or third one. Yeah, like right here.
The one where it was almost like a chicken dance, but the other way.
Yeah, I think it was that one. I think it was because we were so repetitive with it. Like I could
I
really feel it.
agree. I actually my favorite dance was the twist because
That one was fun.
that one was one where there was definitely the option of like you can just kind of twist your feet a little bit, but I was fully just like
Me
jumping back and
too.
forth and not really doing what he was doing. But I had a lot of fun and I actually got kind of a cardio workout in that moment because, you know, we were actually hopping around.
Yeah, same. I got really into it too. And again, I think it's because, like, in dance, it's like we do it full out. Like we go full out when we can go full out. So yeah, that was when I started getting warm, was during the twist. I was like, ooh, I worked it up a little bit over here.
Yeah, I was fully laughing way too hard those first 5 minutes to even want to attempt to actually like
Sure.
continue to do this because A, watching it was funny and this little time capsule, and B, I kept imagining what I must look like doing this, watching the other people, and I'm like, this is not gonna work. I want to do something actually active and not just laugh for a solid 45 minutes.
For people that don't know, I have two dogs. Millie just stood next to me and just like was panting and smiling the whole time. Bronte was like mad about it. She was like barking in the background the whole time. So I guess Millie liked how silly I looked. Bronte though was like, "What are you doing? Like, sit down. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Bronte
Why are you?"
possibly thought you
Alarmed.
were possessed or
Yeah. Are
going
you
through it
okay?
emotionally.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe that we are as far as we are in this episode so far, friends. And we haven't talked about the time when everyone stopped and then a random guy in sunglasses just rolled in on a motorcycle. I'm so
Oh
sorry.
yeah.
What?
Speaking of elevated heart rates, wow. That must have been like the one that was supposed to get, you know, everybody pumped and motivated.
I feel like, you know, I really thought they were going to play Leader of the Pack after that. And I was disappointed that it was some song I've never heard of, possibly the only song in this thing that I've never heard of in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this should be Leader of the Pack, y'all.
Yeah, it was like, we're edgy. There's a light guitar riff now, so we're going to ride in and sunglasses on a motorcycle.
We even have just some light distortion away on this guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just ride away with no explanation, and then we will continue our workout.
Yeah, Leader of the Pack may be bad to the bone. I don't know what, mm-hmm. but there was some random song I've never heard in my life. And I was like, is this a band original? Were they sneaking one of their own songs in there?
I think the song was Rebel with a Cause. And then the guy in the sunglasses is credited as the rebel.
Okay, let's talk about that part now. It is time to talk about the end of this movie where everybody gets their little dance down the lane and they tell you their names. After the cool down, you know, they call every single participant, except for, I don't think Richard Simmons does it.
Oh, but you're right. He doesn't get a little outro.
Yeah, all of the background dancers, like,
wiggle their way up to the front
towards the camera, and it tells you their name and how much weight they've lost, which is like was really funny because the first person dances down and it's like, you know, I'm Dan Smith and I lost 125 pounds, and I'm like, this is the first episode. How did you when did you lose that weight? This is the first ever episode of this program. How are people losing? Wow, that seems unsafe to lose 125 pounds in 45 minutes, but
yeah, it and seems also
unsafe. I don't know.
Yeah, and just the people where it would just like show their name too. Like just.
Oh, yeah, the ringers. They had ringers who were like.
Yeah.
The first one who comes down is this guy, and he's like in a pair of jeans and he's like super skinny. And I'm like, wow, how much weight must this guy have lost? And it's just his name, no weight loss. Yeah. I'm like, so they're including the ringers in this who were just there to look good.
Everyone wants their moment on the spotlight. It was very, I loved watching everyone very fabulously make their way to the front of the stage for that. But also they were playing like an end credit song, and every dancer was just kind of like wet noodling their way up to the front with absolutely no attention paid to rhythm. And it was distressing for me to watch.
I watched but this part okay. three times.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It is truly the best. Also, yeah,
I really liked it.
Yeah, it was great. I think my favorite quote of the entire workout video is, I forget what we're doing. It might have been during Rebel with a Cause, but Richard says, ride that train, honey, with no context, and then we just carry on.
It was just full of these exclamations from Richard Simmons, just randomly in the middle of a song saying something like that. Totally unconnected to anything that's going on the screen. And that was outside of the outro, outroductions, I don't know, because they weren't introductions, the movie's over. Outside of that, those were my favorite moments when he would just scream or make a noise or emote in some way that like was disconnected from what was going on the television.
Yeah, totally. My favorite part for sure was the personality song where he just started singing and everyone formed a kick line. That was, for me, the best part.
Was that also the song where they formed a circle out of nowhere and started just like, nobody got in the middle of the circle like you would expect, like in a dance-off. But one of the songs, they just form a circle and they're all still doing the dance with nobody in the middle. And I was like, what is this? And I think that was also one of Shelby's favorite like overhead-ish angles.
It was amazing. And then they showed like a blue spotlight, and then Richard gets in the middle and sits down to stretch, and it just shows like a bird's eye view of the top of his head as he's stretching very dramatically and the music swells. I was like, oh no. But also I can't look away. It's like mesmerizing in a horrible
It was.
Way. Yeah.
And I just want to be as excited and enthusiastic about anything in my life as Richard Simmons was in that workout video. Like I want to know where that happiness like comes from, because I need it.
Everyone would jump and clap for the band between songs, but he ran up onto the stage and kissed the singer at one point and was like, isn't she perfect in every way? Anyways, let's carry on. And then we just did something else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tapped out on my thoughts. This was great. It was so entertaining. I think I'm going to keep watching them on the treadmill, not to do the moves, but to like give myself a change of pace from my podcasts or movies or whatever I'm watching when I'm on the treadmill, just every once in a while, because the songs were generally great. It was also a much
Yeah.
different like song selection than I feel like I remember. I thought it was all like 50s music, like that kind of, doo-wop era stuff, but it was a much more varied set list than I had recalled. Oh, and my
Yeah.
favorite bit was the very end, the last person to get their outroduction was the guy on the motorcycle, just drives up in front of the screen, and it's like, whatever his name is, as the rebel. And I'm like,
Yeah.
what? And then it just cut to credits. And I was like, no.
Amazing. This video was insane.
Just drives into frame, tilts his sunglasses down, giving a hard stare to the camera, and fade to credits. It was like, why?
Absolutely incredible. I love it so
Yes.
much.
And this just applies to Richard Simmons in general. I just want people to just leave him alone and let him live his life, because I know the three of us before we recorded just kind of did a little bit of a deep dive, and people were like making up all these rumors, and people had like thought he died, and he just decided to like retire from public life essentially in 2016. Just leave the man alone. Like, just let him enjoy his time in peace. Enjoy Sweat Into the Oldies. Leave Richard Simmons alone. I
Yeah.
do have, whenever we're ready, I would love to share a small biography of Richard Simmons. I wanted to
Please.
do this because this video was not extremely lengthy, and also because Richard Simmons really sent me into, like you said, an absolute rabbit hole of just wanting to know more about him. Like, why is he so wholesome and wonderful? And like, what's up with this guy? So I do have some information whenever we're ready to learn about him.
Please share.
We're ready.
Okay, I'm going to share. He has a website. It's called richardsimmons.com. And this is where I learned. Richard Simmons is one of the world's most revered and iconic fitness personalities, as we all just learned. As an instructor and motivator for over 40 years, Richard's impact on the health and well-being of millions of people is truly immeasurable, which is the cutest thing I've ever heard. Richard grew up in the South and was overweight. He was overweight after high school, so he adopted a lifestyle of balance and moderate eating and exercise in pursuit of heavier living. So then he relocated to Los Angeles in 73, and he struggled to find a health club that wasn't for people who were already in shape. So after traversing LA and unable to find a facility welcoming people of all shapes and sizes, his only alternative was to create that safe haven for people. Super wholesome, really just wanted to create a space that was for everybody instead of what was available at the time. He opened his studio, Slimmin's, in Beverly Hills, where he continued to teach classes and host inspirational seminars until 2013. He released an autobiography in 1999. It's called Still Hungry After All These Years, which of course is available through the library network. And he also wrote three best-selling cookbooks. And then, like you said, Heather, he dropped from the spotlight for a while. But in 2020, when the pandemic started, he began posting some of his classic fitness videos back up as a comfort during the coronavirus pandemic, which
Oh.
is really sweet. And then the last thing I wanted to share is that on his website, please visit richardsimmons.com. There's a fabulous photo of him on the front page. And then I wanted to read to you his little welcome to my website. You know how in the 90s, when you would go on a website, it would say, like, hello, you visited us, and this is what we have to say. Anyways, enjoy our website. Unfortunately, we don't do that anymore, but his website still looks like that.
Yes.
So it says, welcome from Richard. And then his little paragraph says, once upon a time in 1997, I was asked to create my own website. I was a little bit nervous about the whole thing, but I did it. Though my website has been through many changes over the years, it has always been an incredible website filled with incredible people. My website is a great place for me to share my latest news and for you to find my products and get some motivation. I'm so proud of my clubhouse and all of the support my webbies have given each other over the years. Now we're all still here together trying to do the same thing, trying to stay positive, eat healthy, and get in our exercise. Won't you join us? The last thing I will share is that on this website, he has his own shop, which consists of some fabulous items, though they are few. He has a Richard Simmons t-shirt, which his afro is bright blue, so it's pretty fabulous. He's got an iPhone case for $19.99. He's got an art design pillow with four neon images of his face for $28.99. And he also has a Richard Simmons face mask. Just thought you should know. Be sure to check that out if you would like to go down a rabbit hole like I did of looking at weird images of Richard's face printed on various objects.
May or may not be ordering a t-shirt. Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby. Anytime. You did way more research for this podcast than I did.
I wanted to get a little bit of a glimpse of, you know, who this person is before I watched the video. And I was really glad I did because I learned what an absolute sweetheart he is. And then when we got, you know, started with the video and he's just doing like these single syllable guttural screams throughout, I was a lot less scared because I knew that he was adorable.
Agreed. So how many pairs of short shorts would you each give the Sweat Into the Oldies? For me, it's a straight 5 out of 5 pairs of short shorts for me.
I think for me, it's a solid 4.5 pairs of short shorts, only because I take away half a pair. Because I kind of wish that the camera would quit noodling around so that I could actually see what's going on and not like zoom in on random people's faces talking to each other when Richard is like, and we're switching to something else. And then it zooms out and we're doing something totally different and I don't know what's going on. But other than that, Richard himself is a solid 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I actually agree because some of those camera angles, I was going to say 5 out of 5 for the video. But you're right with the bird's eye stuff. I mean, Richard, he's just in a class of his own. So he's always just 5 out of 5. But yeah, I think I'll say 4.5 too, just because of those angles. I needed to see what the people were doing.
Cool. And did anybody find anything else cool on Canopy that they'd like to talk about?
You know I do my research. Oh, I'm so bad at this. I was just going to say that I think I was looking for a while, but and I found some stuff and I didn't write it down because I'm the worst. So I don't remember what I saw. But, you know, there's good stuff. Heather, did you find something?
I didn't find anything on Canopy because, once again, I forgot to look. But I was going to say, for another like dancey kind of workout, if you want something that's a little more high intensity, I used to do Sean T's workouts a lot. He's like a choreographer, or he was a choreographer for like music videos and stuff. And I would imagine we probably have that through TLN as well. But it's a little more high impact if
he's
you've
like
got
the like Richard Simmons of the early 2000s.
Yeah, honestly, because he does like the like guttural screams and stuff, like not guttural screams, but he's like very encouraging and like motivating along the way. So yeah, recommend him too.
Well, Shelby, I didn't find anything for you, but I did find something for Heather on Canopy.
What?
There's a movie called Emily about Emily Bronte and writing Wuthering Heights that I was like, oh, Heather would be into that. I think
you
it's
are
new.
So right.
As well, I found Galaxy Quest, the kind of satire spoof about a not Star Trek, but it's really Star Trek cast having to actually save the universe when aliens think that they are really some kind of like space warriors or something. I don't know. It was very funny. Tim Allen in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Battle Royale, which is what I like to call the original Hunger Games because it was written by a Japanese author, I think about 15 to 20 years before the Hunger Games came out, but it's a very similar concept of children in Japan being forced to go to an island and kill each other. Really great book. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've always heard that it's just as good as the book. The original Assault on Precinct 13 and The Manchurian Candidate, which is like kind of in the cultural zeitgeist about people being programmed to believe and do certain things in the interests of politics. There's a cool documentary about Alien, which is one of my favorite horror movies of all time, Memory of the Origins of Alien. And as always, like a lot of A24 stuff, Triangle of Sadness, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed is a cool looking documentary. And how could I forget Top Knot Detective, which is about a samurai in the modern world solving crimes.
Oh, I have a movie you just reminded me. I was forced by a loved one recently to watch a movie called The Green Knight, which is also an A24 film. Have you seen that, Eric?
I saw that in the theaters. I think we had a day off unexpectedly because of a power outage or something, and I went to the movies.
Awesome. Did you like it?
I
Or
liked
did
it,
it
but I
kind of
didn't
trend?
get it until I got home and read about it.
Okay.
And
Yeah,
then
I wouldn't say that I'm like that I know a lot about it. Maybe I didn't get it either, but I watched it recently and it's just really, really beautiful. It's just a
yes.
gorgeous movie. So it was so mesmerizing that, however you might feel about the story itself, it's just really wonderful to watch. So that's on Canopy too.
That is exactly how I felt because apparently it is it's a very deep movie, I guess, if you are aware of, the actual chivalric code and the actual tale of Sir Gawain the Green Knight, which I was not familiar with either thing at the time of going to see it. But apparently, if you know about those things, it is like really well done and thought-provoking. For me, I just thought it was exactly as you said, a beautiful looking movie that I didn't get because I remember it was very weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And I don't think I have the full context of the movie because I kind of went in blind too. But it finished and I definitely talked about it for like 12 hours straight afterward. I found it really thought-provoking, even if I didn't have all the information necessarily. So Heather, if you haven't seen it, if anyone listening hasn't seen it, check it out because you might really like it. I
It
found it really
was on Canopy. Is it still on Canopy? We definitely also have the DVD in our collection.
cool. It is. It's on Canopy right now. You talking about A24 reminded me to double check, and it is.
I read Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. We did like a study on it when I was an English major in undergrad, so I definitely want to
Cool.
check that one out too. Yeah.
Yeah, especially because you already kind of know what's up. You might really appreciate it. I bet you
Yeah,
would
I
like it.
remember going to the movies and coming home being like, I have to Google this because I don't know what that movie meant or what it was trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't have a context for this. So I'd love to hear someone who actually like has an education maybe a little bit in that field.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have anything to say about Richard Simmons and the delightful sweating to the oldies?
Definitely
Not for
give it a
me.
try. Like if you're getting back into working out, if it's your New Year's resolution to kind of like get more fit and active, it's a great like way to start doing that again.
But it's a good change of pace. It's a great way to start getting active if maybe you've been thinking about it. I highly recommend it. So definitely check out Sweatin' to the Oldies, Heartland.